This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Yes, we do, for the most part. What do you want to talk about today? You want to talk about how many fish there are out there, or the lack of fish? You want to talk about how many crabs there are, or the lack of crabs? You want to talk about poor water quality or good water quality? You want to talk about how many, I don't know, how many turkeys were killed over the past hunting season? We'll talk about that too if you want. So, it's up to you. You're going to run the show for the first hour. That means you, the audience, is going to run the show for the first hour. That simply means that we're going to be dictated by your phone calls here at WCBM 680, and that's the phone number also, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you can't remember that, at least you can remember the station, 410 WCBM 680, and you can call in and voice your opinion on anything you want to talk about. Been working all over the state, putting together Maryland Loves Crabs, our crab magazine that comes out once a year, and the answers to questions about abundance of crabs and size of crabs and availability of crabs has been all over the board. One fellow says, nice crabs coming in from Maryland. Big crabs. Big crabs. Trotliners are catching big crabs and they're sending them, you know, to some of the dealers. Other dealers are saying, there ain't no big crabs. We can't find any big crabs. There aren't any big crabs out there. Other dealers are saying plenty of legal crabs, but not anything big. Others say, well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of light crabs out there. We can't find any, you know, we can't find any good heavy crabs right now. So, oh, my gosh. Who do you listen to? Oh, we got crabs coming from North Carolina. We got crabs coming from Virginia. We got crabs coming from Maryland, finally. Oh, no crabs coming from Louisiana. They've had 2 feet of rain. Huh? It's absolutely amazing what's out there. It's absolutely. Talk to a crabber. How you doing? That's pretty bad. Are you potting or are you trotlining? Yeah. So the day before you hear, hey, crabs are pretty good in Miles River. No, there's no crabs in Miles River. So what do you know, how are you supposed to figure it out? I can't. You know, and I talk to these folks all the time. I have no clue. I can't hear you.
There we go.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy.
All right. It's just a matter of opinion. I mean, because everybody's got an opinion, and that particular day, that particular person, their opinion is, they're not doing too well. You ask the person down the street, and they're going to say, hey, everything's great.
I see. Well, that's why this business is so interesting. You know, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Different points of view.
Yeah,
from person to person and how they feel.
And the other thing is, you know, the Chesapeake Bay is what, 80 miles long or something? I mean, I can't remember it's maybe more than that.
It is the largest estuary in the United States.
That's correct.
Or even the world, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. It is. And it's a big chunk of water.
Uh-huh.
And the salinity from top to bottom is quite different.
Exactly.
And
it changes from day to day.
Day to day, yeah.
Hour to hour.
Dissolved oxygen is uh-huh. different from day to day. The wind is different from day to day. The currents are different from day to day. You know, and it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the bay itself, not just the the stuff that lives in it, but the entire system is like a living organism. It's constantly changing and moving.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I had gone to the Eastern Shore this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I went down.
Me too.
Late Saturday, and water was calm, lots of people out there. On the way home, middle of the day on Monday,
yeah,
white tops.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's tough. I mean, the weather's been tough, too. I mean, it's just been crazy, crazy weather. So, you know, I mean, last night on the way home, I don't know what time it was, 5 o'clock going across the Bay Bridge, flat calm. Boats piled up against the pilings, jigging for, I guess, rockfish and, you know, anchored up, doing some chumming. You know, they were jigging the Bay Bridge pilings, and, you know, apparently there's some fish out there. They're all ganged up one spot. Other places that were typically good spots, no boats. No boats. So, hey, John B., week was busy. We're doing well. I'll say hi to Robin for you. If she's listening, I'm not sure. She might be. So, Ted in Baltimore Highlands. What would Ted like to say? Good morning, Ted. What would you like to say this morning? Hello, Ted.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
Okay. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Ted.
And good morning to all your listeners. Hope you all have a great day. Alan, I went to a funeral this past week for a relative, and they had a poem there that was called Going Fishing.
Oh, cool.
And I was hoping maybe to read this.
Sure, go ahead.
To all the people that have went hunting and fishing and crabbing with a loved one and they passed on. All right, going fishing. I finished life's chores assigned to me. So put me on a boat headed out to sea. Please send me along my fishing pole, for I've been invited to the fishing hole. Where every day is a day to fish, to fill your heart with every wish. Don't worry or feel sad for me. I'm fishing with the master of the sea. We will miss each other for a while, but you will come and bring your smile. That won't be long, you will see, till we're together, you and me. To all those that think of me, be happy as I go out to sea. If others wonder why I'm missing, just tell them I'm going fishing.
In. Nice. Nice. And they read that at a funeral of a friend of yours.
It was on the back of the program.
Nice.
Yes. So anyhow, I just wanted to share that with all the listeners, and I hope maybe you'll call in and maybe share a story about fishing, crabbing, or hunting, you know.
That'd be nice.
You know. Okay, Alan, God bless you.
All right, Ted, thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing that. Take care now.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. There he goes. That's a nice poem. I don't think I'd heard that before, you know. Now, maybe this isn't the time or place, or maybe it is, but there have been some jokes out there about fellows who fish together, like tournament bass fishermen, like Tom and Bill. Tom and Bill fished every tournament together, and Tom and Bill made an agreement. They said, look, whoever goes on before, you gotta get back in touch with us and tell us how the fishing is, you know, up there. Well, they, you know, went for years and years and years. Finally, eventually Tom passed and Bill missed him. You know, Bill's out fishing one day a few months later and he hears, hey, Bill. Tom? Bill, it's Tom. Yeah? Let me tell you, fishing is fantastic. I fished a tournament with Moses last week. He said, we had a 150-pound stringer. No kidding, Tom. Yeah, Bill. It's great. There's a tournament every other day. I mean, I've fished with all of them. I've fished with Moses. I've fished with Jeremiah. I fished with, I think, 5 of the 12 disciples already. He said, that's fantastic, Tom. He said, you know what, Bill? He said, even better news. He said, what? He said, next week, you and I are fishing the tournament together. Somebody tell me a joke this morning. A clean one. Yeah, make it funny. I'd love to hear jokes. I mean, why not?
Well, jokes, or as the gentleman said,
a nice story about somebody,
who's going fishing. Somebody's
going fishing.
And then also, Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah, next week.
Come up with some ideas for
sure.
Really good friend that you consider.
Well, everybody knows. I think everybody knows. If they don't, I was adopted as a baby, right out of the hospital, and my dad was not a fisherman or a hunter at the time. I mean, he had served in World War II, and I came along at age 35, so he was 10 years out of the service, and at his age 35.
Okay.
My birth mother, I think, was 15 or 16 when I was born, but I was adopted later in life by my parents. Dad, 35, mom was 33, so, but when I got to be 5-6 years old, my dad was a police officer, sergeant actually, on the Pennsylvania Railroad Police. And we did live in a nice little neighborhood in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and went to kindergarten in that area, that neighborhood. And then he was furloughed, and through some political connections and some of his status and intelligence, he became, of all things, a superintendent of a nursing home, a county-run nursing home. And in that position as, the head guy, he had to deal with all the nurses and aides and, maintenance. And, I mean, he ran the whole deal. Well, the maintenance guys were all big sportsmen. They all knew each other, and, they didn't necessarily hunt or fish together, but they were all outdoorsmen at the time. Now, we're talking about 1960 here. We're not talking about, So these guys were, they were pheasant hunters and deer hunters and fishermen and small game hunters and deer, everything, the gamut. And a couple of them really liked to fish. And one of the guys that was the supervisor of the maintenance crew, the head guy, loved fish, had a boat, and started to take dad fishing. Well, he got hooked, and no pun intended. Invited him to a trip to Canada. Where they caught walleyes and catfish and pike and the whole deal. And that was fun. Well, dad really, really got hooked. So he bought a boat, and we put it at a marina at Prince Gallitzin State Park. The lake was called Glendale Lake, and there was a ton of fish in there. And, we didn't really know how to fish for the bass or, anything like that. But we loved to fish, and we caught a lot of fish on live bait and, pike and pickerel and you name it. And then we started fishing the Juniata River for bass, and that was quite a trip. And then we fished for trout during the spring, and
it's just snowballed.
One thing into a couple trips to Canada when I was a kid, and up to Quebec a couple times, and walleyes and northern pike for myself. And we fished. Dad had a boyhood friend who moved to southern New Jersey, so we fished Delaware Bay, we fished the coast, we fished the ponds and the lakes and rivers in New Jersey for any and every kind of fish. So by the time I was, 12 years old, I'd probably caught 50, 60 different types of fish in my life from just fishing everywhere. And it was quite an upbringing. So I owe this radio show and everything I know about fishing and so forth got started with him. The other element of that is the guys in the maintenance department, they all subscribe to Pennsylvania Game News, Field and Stream, Sports Afield, Outdoor Life, Fur Fish and Game. My grandfather, who was not a deer hunter but a squirrel hunter, he always subscribed to Pennsylvania Game News, so I was a voracious reader. I loved the biology books, the bug books, the bird books, all that stuff. And then all these hunting magazines. You know, here's my, this is my library down there on the, you know, down there on the table at the maintenance shop. You know, mm-hmm. I get out here and sit and I'd read all my H.G. Tapley, you know, Tapley's Tips and Ed Zern and, you know, Jack O'Connor and, oh my gosh, who was some of the other writers? But I'd read this stuff just voraciously, you know, cover to cover almost.
And it was candy for you.
It was candy. It really was. Ted Trueblood and, I mean, Russell Annabelle is my, one of my favorite writers because he wrote about Alaska and he wrote about, you know, jaguar hunting in South America and bear hunting in Alaska. And I still remember the two best ways to stab a man.
Okay, yeah, well.
Hey, if you get in a fight in Alaska and you're going to fight somebody with a knife, you know.
Sure.
Better know how to do it. So, but, you know, it's, that was my, that's kind of my upbringing. My dad just, he just accommodated that the whole time. And then when I got interested in hunting, Dad was not a hunter, but he had brought back a 7.7, Japanese Arisaka, two of them actually, gave one to my uncle and had both of them sporterized. Wasn't really a hunting gun, but, you know, we went and bought the 30-30. I think we got a J.C. Penney's. And then he bought a 284, well, model 88 Winchester. And Dad only shot one deer in his life, you know, and, but he was with me when I shot my first buck. He was with me when I caught my first fish and, you know, just good memories.
Bonding.
Yeah. Oh
bonding.
My gosh. Yeah. Good memories. Good memories. So. And I mean, we fished in Florida. We fished the headboats in Florida and caught grouper and snapper and all that stuff. And, you know, we fished Delaware Bay for sea trout and bluefish and puffers and, you know, I guess we caught some, what's the word? What am I thinking of? Scup. What's a common name? Anyway, you know, was it porgies? Yeah, I think so. Porgies. Scup. Yeah. You know, and it just, it developed from there. So I owe it all to him. So, 410. And, you know, when he passed, 1999, when he passed, I was with him and talked him through the other side. And we talked about fishing for walleyes in Canada and, you know, all that good stuff. And
so he left with good memories.
He left with great memories. Yep. So.
Yep. And it's a tradition that needs to be passed down.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed it does. I tried my best with my grandson, you know, so we'll see how that works. Of course, he got interested with it kind of without me, you know, and he had some other folks that liked to fish around him, which was good. So I didn't fish often with my grandson. More of the hunting end was my side. So,
but at least, you get, again.
Yeah, exactly. You have that I hope that, you know, I hope he'll carry that with him. He's, you
I
know,
think he will.
College man now, yeah, big shot. So, 19-year-old big shot.
Yeah, but I think you told me that even when he comes back, if it's the right season, you guys go out and.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hunted last season. Yeah,
he's not going to forget about
it. We hunted last season. So, you know, so. 410-922-6680. If you'd like to share a memory, we'd love to hear it. 410-922-6680. We have a guest next hour. Chuck Stentz is going to be calling in. And Chuck has been on the air a couple times. He's, they've got some new funding for a program, on the Nanticoke River system. We're talking about sturgeon, endangered species. So I've got a plethora of information on
cornucopia.
A cornucopia of
copious amount.
Yeah, good word, cornucopia. A lot of people don't know what that means. So they don't. We had to draw them when I was in school. A cornucopia. You know what a cornucopia is?
Yes. And generally it's like a formation.
A basket.
A basket. And you generally find it around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a decoration.
Yes. A basket full of fruit and vegetables and that type of thing. A cornucopia. But that's not copious.
No, copious, but a cornucopia has a lot.
A copious,
things,
a copious
and it's
amount.
Varied, whereas copious is a large amount of something.
That's correct.
So you can kind of use the two interchangeably. Cornucopia means a varied amount or a varied mix of something, because a cornucopia has a varied mix of fruits and vegetables and so forth. And then copious You have a copious cornucopia.
Are you done?
Yes.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the entire Eastern Shore, if not the Delmarva Peninsula. I invite you to stop in. And Dave and Gina Levy, your host, invite you to stop in and not just see the selection, but grab some wonderful donuts and pastries either at the counter or at the drive-thru. And you can get breakfast, too, from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, and lunch from 11 to 2 after you're done doing whatever you do in the morning. So when I'm on 50, Route 50 heading to or from where I'm going fishing or the beach, my mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery, and I'll grab a maple donut with sliced almonds or, you know, maybe a scrapple sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Look for the big donut on the side of the building. It's a big pink frosted donut that's probably 8 feet in diameter. And Dave and Gina are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say, hey, hi, hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. And why not pick up a dozen donuts for Dad? Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, got to visit the Linex guys this past week, too, as a matter of fact. Bobby down there at Bay Linex and Glen Burnie and Jack over here at the Catonsville Linex. I'll tell you what, good guys, very busy, very skilled, very talented, good crew, good product. I like my Linex stuff. Guess what? Clyde Sports Shop is open for business, and they have everything for fishing and crabbing. Tis the season, folks. If you're not out there, you got to get out there. They've got all the non-offset circle hooks. If you'd like to use those for chumming or line lining, they've got them. They've got a full selection of that. They've got everything for perch, for catfish, for bass, for striped bass, for anything and everything, as far as fish are concerned. For crabbing, they've got the stacked topless traps. They've got the trot lines. They've got the steamers. They've got the seasoning. They've got the nets and the live box and all that. Clive Sport Shop. And the bait, a great selection of bait. They have the black salties, which are shiners that are used for, you know, big fish. Stripers will eat them out there at Piney Run, but snakeheads in particular really like them if you're going down to any of the snakehood territory. Snakehoods. The snakehoods.
Snakehead territory.
Snakehead territory.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, that, exactly. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto Service. Auto.
Hey, if you're on your way to the Eastern Shore, you do owe it to yourself to stop where the Eastern Shore Hunters and Anglers shop. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, right there on Kent Island. Easy on, easy off of Route 50. It's exit 39B, that's Dominion Road. It's not far, you know, past the Bay Bridge. So, and it only takes a second to get off the street and, you know, back on. So why not stop by Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrellas. All the spring trolling baits, the parachutes and the umbrellas are all on sale, 40% off. Now they do carry the great smokers too, the Bradley smokers. Oh my gosh. 20% off, just in time for your summer smoking season. You want to smoke some ribs, you want to smoke some fish. I mean, great stuff. The Bradley smokers are very, very, very good and easy to operate. So stop by and get a great sale on that. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, their own line of Chesapeake Outdoor t-shirts, Matthews bows, including the new Vertex, the Mission crossbows like the Sub 1 XR, the Raven R26 and 29, and a clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. And you walk in and there's crossbows hanging everywhere. So why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty blazing, pappy storm squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a Reverend Lewis too, searching for a place where he may. Pappy kept for cooking.
What a lightning.
All right. We got some callers on the line, but I have to share this joke from our buddy John B. Said he went to a seafood disco the other night. A seafood disco. Everything was going fine. Great time. And then he pulled a muscle. Truck driving stand. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Allen. I had to pick up my phone real quick. I didn't know you were going to get to me that fast.
Well, we got you, we got Glenn in Chestertown, and we got Odell and Lansdowne kind of going to be in that order. So how you doing, buddy?
Okay, I just got to give out a shout-out and say thank you. And I'm trying to remember his name right now. Brian Rudolph. Mr. Brian Rudolph, if you're listening this morning, thank you.
Well, there you go.
My son, he's got my blood, and he's younger than I am. And he got off early from work. They didn't have any work for him. So he went up to the pond in Tawnytown. He called me crying.
Why?
Dad, I casted. Yeah. My wedding ring. My wedding ring. Into the drink.
Okay.
He says, I saw where it landed. And he's out there waiting around this other. Mr. Brian, wherever you are, thank you. He made a search on YouTube or something like that for help. I believe he lives somewhere around Silver Springs, came up that evening with his underwater metal detection gear. He does this for a living or YouTube it.
Wow, cool. Okay.
All the, quote, rescues he does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, I was asleep when I heard the bing of the phone. But in the water he went with the, you know, with the range finding stuff.
Yeah.
They first found a penny, and the drama was getting intense and bigger than stuff. They heard the thump, thump, thump. Mr. Brian did the digging. He got his wedding band off. Lesson to self, wrap the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Wow. That's quite a story, buddy. That is quite a story. At least it was in a pond.
If the gentleman is listening, apparently he does this YouTube stuff where he finds things.
Right, right. You said that. And,
I mean, this must have been 8, 9 o'clock at night. They're waiting in the water out.
Gosh,
the pond.
That's crazy.
He called the sheriff's department and let them know.
Yeah, what's happening? Sure.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's a cool story. Yeah. All right.
But anyway,
the more important question, though, Stan, did he catch any fish?
No, got skunked.
After,
that'll teach him to take off work.
That's right. Yeah.
Got a family to support.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Meanwhile, while
yeah,
I'm
tell him.
Here,
tell him.
I'm sitting here dropping. I did.
Preach
I'm
it, brother.
Here dropping gas so these guys can come in here in their pickup trucks with their bass boats behind them. Not going to be a part of Maryland's working force today. Okay. They're going out on the water with their fishing rods to go fishing to have fun while I'm filling them up here. I hope they're happy.
You don't sound happy. Now you do.
Somebody's got to do it.
All right, Stan. You're all the right. You got it. We got it. All right, buddy.
Always listening. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dan. See ya. Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, quite a story, huh? Hey, Glenn in Chestertown, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good. Well, what's going on?
That's good. Well, I just want to say, my turkey hunting was a bust.
Uh-huh.
But, I got out there. There was.
That's the main thing. I guess they killed a near record harvest this year, from what I understand.
Huh. I haven't heard of really anybody getting anything. From what I heard, I haven't really talked much about it, but from ones I have, I hadn't heard of anybody.
Yeah. I'll find it here in a minute. There it is. Let's see. 4,002. Second highest harvest on record. 4% increase compared to 2018. Garrett County, 429. Washington with 414. That's where I was. Charles and Prince George's each reported record harvest. Where are you? You're Kent County, right?
Queen Anne's County.
Oh, you're Queen Anne?
I live in northern Queen Anne's County, but Chester Town address.
Mm-hmm. Queen Anne's, let's see, what do we got here? Queen Anne's County, 100 and, Don't mean to hold anybody up online. Queen Anne's County, 145. Now, they killed 115 there last year, 160 the year before, 190 the year before that, and 183 the year before that. So Queen Anne's was 30 from last year, but the overall average is, you know, about right there in the middle. So, now, Kent County was pretty consistent. 2015, 164, 181, 174, 168, 166. So, you know, there you go. All right, buddy. Well, stay in touch. Go fishing. Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Okay?
Take care and come by and say hi.
I will. Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks.
Talk soon. See ya. Here he goes. Odell in Lansdowne. How are you, sir?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. How's the fishing tournament shaping up down there?
They're going to start at 7 o'clock, and I just want to thank Clyde and Bill. They've been sponsored for over the last 10 years and giving all the kids new fishing rods.
That's nice.
And trophies. They do a hell of a job there.
No question. Good people down there, Bill and Clyde.
Yes, they are.
Right in their own backyard, you know, and that's good. Support the youth.
Yep.
The local youth and the local community, that's good that they have a nice pond that they can do that there. So
I've been taking my great nephew since he was 2 years old fishing because his father ain't around much. Now he's waiting for me to get home. He wants to go out on a boat. He don't want to go to the tournament. He said he's going to show the old man up how to fish.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yeah, and he's going to give me fishing lessons tomorrow, start at 8 o'clock. I said, when are you going to go to church?
Oh.
All right, Poppy, we'll do it after church.
There you go.
Yep.
At least you're gonna have. You're gonna go to school on the young man. That's good.
Yeah, he's gonna teach me how to fish, right?
Cause yeah.
Last year he caught 5 rock. We caught them and released them.
Yeah.
And they were between 28 and 32 inches.
Nice.
And, but what he was doing, I had the back of the boat to fish out of. He had the whole front and the sides. He kept casting out of the back because I couldn't cast down.
Well. You got a lesson.
Yeah, I got a lesson. I'm going to teach him one this time.
All right. Easy, brother. He's just a kid. So.
Yeah.
All right, Odell.
Get them interested in something like that. Keep them out of trouble.
That's right. That's the main thing right there, buddy. So,
yep. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Odell. Appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a call today.
Yeah, you and the missus have a blessed one.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Odell. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. That's nice, see? Keep those calls coming like that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll be more than glad to take your call. Long drive again this morning. Making the drive. You know, I was just getting on the Beltway off of 10. You know, you kind of go around a curve and then you jump. The Beltway's off to the left exit down there, you know. Guy, I think it was a Mustang, came by me. I'm doing 60 on the Beltway. Came by me like I was backing up. I mean, gone. And I mean, he was a mile ahead of me in a very, very short amount of time. My question is, what's the point?
Well, it could have been an undercover police officer. I've seen them drive Mustangs. I've seen them drive, you know, SUVs. In fact, even on my way to work last night, saw something I have not seen in years.
Oh?
A state police officer on a motorcycle.
Saw one yesterday on 97.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well, I seriously doubt if it was an undercover cop. Might have been. Might have been. And of course, they're not constrained by, you know, speed limits, I guess, when they're on a call. Did have a guy pulled over, followed a deputy sheriff in Queen Anne's County this morning for a long time. I mean, like a couple miles. He was right on the guy behind, and the guy, he was right on the guy that was in front of him, and it, you know, I was right behind the deputy. And I went a couple miles, and then, bing, all of a sudden the lights came on, and he pulled the guy over, so I don't know what the guy did. I didn't see him do anything. I didn't see him break any laws, but maybe he was weaving a little bit. Maybe he picked his phone up. Who knows? Hey, Fran in Baltimore. How are you, dear?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, considering. I wanted to say something about Marilyn Loves Crabs.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you want to say about Marilyn Loves Crabs?
Well, I'm a crab lover,
But
I know there's got to be some other crab lovers like me.
Oh, indeed.
The kind that just loves to go in a restaurant and have them bring that perfectly prepared crab cake.
Oh, yes.
Or crab imperial to your table.
Indeed.
And whether you put it on a bun, eat it with a salad or separate, however you do it. And when you stick the fork in it, every bite in your mouth is full of that crab meat that you
love.
You don't have to look for nothing. You don't have to bang those crabs and throw the garbage on the table trying to find, oh, here's a piece. Look at this.
Oh, boy.
That's the thrill to me.
Okay.
That's worth paying for, to have somebody do all that banging, put it together, bring it to my table.
Yes. Well, I get that. I understand you know. Well, here's the deal. You know, there's about 3 to 4 pounds of crab meat in every bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bushel crabs right now is, let's see, what, about $150, $160, maybe more, depending on the size.
Okay.
So crab meat's $30 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So for $60, you can get 2 pounds of crab meat, which is equivalent to half a bushel, rather than paying $80 for half a bushel of crabs. But the thing is, when you buy steamed crabs, it's the social event. It's the process of sitting there with friends and family and cracking the crabs and getting the seasoning all over your face and throwing that mess all over the table and, you know, drinking a beer with it and that type of thing. That's the whole deal right there. How can I relate? It's not like deer hunting, you know, where you're out there solitary waiting for an animal to come. It's like more like waterfowl hunting when the birds are flying.
Uh-huh.
It's a social event. You know, and that's why Marilyn loves crabs.
Well, I've just called to tell you why I love crabs.
You like that crab meat.
I love the crab meat already put together, so I don't have to look for nothing.
I hear you.
It's so good, Fran, that I was watching Turner Classic Movies the other day, and of course, in celebration of D-Day, they had a movie on, and it was like in the mid-30s, and it was dealing with war, and these guys were on a train coming back to the United States and so forth. They were still overseas, and one guy said to the other, "What is it that you're looking forward to when you get back home?" And the guy said, "Well, I live in Baltimore, and I'm looking forward to cold beer and steam crabs." Now, this is a movie from the 30s.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Yep.
Well, all right. I just thought there's got to be some other people like me that just love to go right in and find that crab.
Well, the next caller is Crabber Ron from Sykesville.
Okay.
And Crabber Ron, when I worked out in Eldersburg, would stop by, and he would say, "I had a good day on the bay, and I'm dropping some steam crabs off for you and the crew here at the cycle shop." And there would come Crabber Ron with a few dozen crabs for us, and that was always a good day.
Yeah.
All right, Fran. You have a wonderful day. Talk
Thank
soon.
You.
Yep.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ron, Crabber Ron, what's up,
yes,
buddy?
Yes, it is, in living color.
Uh-huh.
You were just talking about you seen a state trooper going across the beltway on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, I saw a guy on 97, and Chris said he saw one, I think, on the beltway.
You know, they're not riding Harleys anymore. They're riding BMWs.
Why?
They're riding BMW motorcycles.
Yeah, I heard you, but why?
Why?
Yeah, why? Do you know why? Why? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh,
they're cheaper. I don't know.
Now, who knows? Who knows? BMW, huh?
Yeah. I got a goose hunting story for you.
Let's hear it.
These two guys work together, Bill and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill was always bragging about what a great hunter he was. So Jim says, "All right, let's go out one Saturday. We'll go goose hunting." So he says, "All right." So they're walking down the beach, and they see this goose walking in front of them. So Bill throws his gun up, and Jim says, "You ain't going to shoot him now, are you?" And Bill says, "No, I'm going to wait for him to stop walking."
There you go. Why not?
All right.
All right, buddy.
And I'm sticking to it.
I hear you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ron. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Rob in Middle River. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how's it going, dude?
I'm doing great.
I got to follow up on what that lady said. I think her name was Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about the crab cake.
Yep.
Well, I kind of agree with her. I don't want to do all the work, even with the socializing. And my thing is the crab fluff. I think I have a crab fluff. I've died and gone to heaven.
Crab fluff. They are crab good. Fluff. There's no question. No question.
I think the first time, I'll never forget when I tasted it, it was at, can I say the name?
No.
No, okay. Well, it's a famous restaurant, and it wasn't where it is now. It wasn't in the Inner Harbor.
It doesn't matter. Just tell us about the first time you ever had it. Doesn't matter.
First time I ever had it. Oh, man, it was the batter that got me.
Oh, yeah.
I love the batter. The batter and the bits of crab meat inside. Man, it was phenomenal. And I think the size of it was like the size of a tennis ball. It
wow.
was huge.
Yeah. Crab fluff.
Crab fluff, yeah, man. That's the way to go.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Rob.
See you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Speaking of fluff, we had marshmallow. What's it called? What's a fluffed marshmallow called?
Fluff.
Fluff?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Marshmallow fluff?
Yeah, it comes in a jar.
Well, get this. Robin saw this online. So we have a little table out, you know, outside with the lava rocks and the gas and all that stuff. And she wanted to toast marshmallows. Well, she saw online where people were getting the crab or the marshmallow fluff, okay, dipping strawberries in it, putting them on a skewer and toasting them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Buddy.
They were good. Yep. Guaranteed. Strawberries dipped in marshmallow fluff and toasted.
Yes, so you get that just a little bit of crunch, like a lemon meringue pie.
Yeah. Oh, crunchy yeah. Crunch. Indeed. Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. No question. Chesapeake Outdoors does not have strawberries or marshmallow fluff. But what they do have is everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing and crabbing. Rods and reels and tackle for the bay, for the rivers, for the freshwater fishing, live and frozen bait. They got the coolers to keep your fish in, you know. They got the ice to put in the Yeti coolers. They've got the Costa sunglasses to keep the sun out of your eyes. They got the Bubba Blade knives if you want to fillet and release. They've got everything for crabbing, from bait to live boxes to traps to pots to steamers to white boots. They carry the Grundens and the extra tough boots if you want to look like a waterman. No kidding. And the rain gear and the, you know, all that stuff. And that's just on the fishing and crabbing side. On the hunting side, yeah, they've got the guns and ammo, of course. They've got all the accessories. They've got the Matthews Vertex bows and all the other models, the Mission Sub 1 XR crossbow, the new one, the Raven 26 and 29, R26 and 29, and all the Hoyt bows are going to be on clearance now. That crossbows by 10 Point, Excalibur, and Carbon Express, and Barnett. Custom arrows. See Pete, our buddy, down there to get your bow either fixed or, you know, tuned up, or you get your accessories put on, and he'll take care of that for you, because believe it or not, hunting season is not that far away. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors.
Some pretty heavy rains down to our south, and they're kind of working our way for the back of the weekend forecast. Could see almost an inch of rain tomorrow. Widely scattered showers today, 83 degrees, low tonight 64. This is a tropical feature that was down in the Gulf of Mexico that's moving on into the southeast and up the east coast. About a half inch to 1 inch of rain on Sunday, high of 77, and thundershower chances continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, early next week. I'm meteorologist Scott Lauriemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio
680 WCPM.
Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing for what we forgot to do. Well, they thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trying to line the crabs, talking horse.
Bob in Edgemere.
Morning, hello, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Listen, I'm on Route 50 right now, heading east. Just came off the Bay Bridge. A lot of boats on the left-hand side fishing right now.
Yeah, they've been there all week.
Yeah, but I'm heading down to the Snakehead Derby today. I'm going to go pick my cousin up on the Eastern Bypass.
Right.
He lives at St. Michael's, so we meet there every time we go somewhere.
So you're going down to Harriet Tubman today?
Yeah, I heard about you talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And he and I have been talking about snakehead fishing for a couple of years now, and figured this would be a perfect opportunity to learn something and give
good.
It a try.
Good. I might see you down there. Robin and I might swing by just for grins, see what's happening down there. All right?
Great. Great. Appreciate it. We're actually heading down 2 weeks from now down to Cape Charles for the cobia.
Oh, man. You gotta let me know how that goes, because that's a fish I've never caught and want to.
Alan, my cousin and I went down last year for the first time for cobia, and we went out 3 days in a row, and we caught fish 3 days in a row.
Beautiful.
It was awesome. These fish are like the tuna of the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep.
They're fantastic.
Gotta let you go, Bob. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Sure, Alan.
All right, let me know how you make out. See ya.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
There's the music. We're out of time. Get out, stay out, stay safe. See you after the news.